Well, I'm joined by Sid Little, of course, 1970s, 80s comedian on the circuit around Blackpool and beyond, who knew Jimmy Cricket very well, Sid, didn't you?
We certainly did, yeah, and his family. It's very sad, the news. We go back a long way, yeah. In the, as you said, the 70s, early 60s, we used to do the clubs together around Manchester and everything. And Jimmy was quite an up-and-coming comic, and he had a bit of following because of the character he played, Jimmy, you know, with the wellies, the left and the right, on the wrong feet. And so he was a character, but he had a lot of competition. Irish wise was like old Frank Carson was on the scene. There were chalk and cheese because, you know, Jimmy was very softly spoken, and all his family, May, bless her, his wife, you know, the lads, his lads, and that, his daughter, they're all very sort of talked like that. And then you got Frank Carson, and then Roy Walker was, and they were all around at the same time. And so it was a bit of competition, but Jimmy came through that, and he did get his own TV show. I think it was for an ITV, I don't know which one. And like I say, the family, they're so nice. The last time I worked with him was November, and it was his 80th birthday. And they were all on it. You know, Roy Walker, Tim Vine, all for nothing, for charity, you know. And we come up and did the Lowry, the Lowry Theatre for him for his 80th birthday. And it's a sad thing that, you know, we're losing all these people. I mean, I don't know why I'm still here.
Well, it strikes me the only time I come round here to speak to you, Sid, these days is to talk about someone who's died.
I'm the only one that you can get. Yeah. What happens when I go?
Well, I don't know who I'm going to talk to then. I really don't.
Yeah, but Jimmy, bless him, he'll be sadly missed. And you know, and my thoughts and prayers are all with the family. And I just wish, you know, them all the luck, and hope that they will, you know, not forget us all, because we won't forget them and we won't forget Jimmy. Yeah. And he was still working, apparently, right up to more or less when he had got really bad. Yeah. But, yeah, I think there's a story that apparently he's... son is a priest.
Oh, right.
Frankie. Yeah, Frankie's a priest. And his dad apparently phoned him up and said, can you get me a booking at the Manchester Cathedral and say forthcoming attractions? And because he knew that, you know, he had a problem and everything. And that was Jimmy, he, you know, to the end. And he always wanted to please people.
Back in the day when you were all competing against each other, North Pier, Central, South, and the Opera House, of course, I mean, did you ever get to see each other during the season when you were all on stage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we never looked at it like you said, a competition. It wasn't a competition to us, because they were all packed. All the theatres in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, all the theatres were packed, not just Little and Large, Cannon and Ball, Freddie Starr, all that lot. It was, you know, Jimmy Cricket, you know, all of us were, Frank Carson, all that lot. Everyone was busy, so it wasn't really a competition, but it was the after parties we used to have. Oh yeah, there were some real good ones. I mean, I always remember with Jimmy Cricket and Norman Collier. I mean, he was a sort of act, Norman, that did the chicken and the mic.
He did the on-off microphone, didn't he?
Yeah. Kick the plug. Yeah, you're going blue. You will do. Yeah.
And that's a good impersonation.
Was it? Oh, yeah. The Happy Days, and you know, I'll remember them for when I go to my grave. Yeah. So, but you know, bless him. Love Jimmy.